very disciplined in our gaps, play physical, play fast, and you know, really just try to attack them.
What are some keys to doing what you just said for the layman, to be disciplined in your gaps?
Well, you know, mostly know your responsibilities, know where you're supposed to be, and then on top of it, I think the biggest thing is just going to be to be physical.
How is he getting so many yards?
Well, he's a good running back. You know, he breaks a lot of tackles, but at the same time, you know, I think they're really blocking well for him. They're opening up a lot of different lanes and a lot of different running holes for him. And, you know, he everything's just kind of clicking for them right now as far as the running game goes.
One of the best young offensive
lines in the league. Yeah, no, definitely. They're big, they're fast, they're physical, and they just seem like they're playing really well together right now.
Brian, you guys feed off them. Around this game, with the city getting a little bit more fired up
for
this game.
Yeah, well, it's pretty evident. You know, I mean, obviously, it's a big deal. You know, for the fans, the players, and everyone. And once every 4 years, it's cool. You know, it's cool. It's kind of a little tradition thing in state. So, I mean, you can definitely feel a different feel when it comes to this week.
When did you figured out that, well, it is one of just 16 for the team, but outside the locker in the community, it seems to take on a life of its own when these two teams mm-hmm. play. What did you think about that? How long did it take you to figure it out, and what do you think about it now?
Well, the first time I really figured it out was when we played them in preseason, you know, my second year, and it kind of felt like a playoff game, you know, just kind of the atmosphere, the excitement and everything. But, you know, on top of it, too, as soon as that game was over this past Sunday, you know, the first thing talked about was Dallas all week, and whether talking to you guys or the fans or whatnot, it's, you know, really the focal point and obviously very emphasized this week.
JJ's the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Brian, what do you think about that?
I think it's, you know, like I said, pretty expected with him to do that kind of – do those kind of things. I mean, had a great game every game this year. So, I mean, he's playing. He's playing real well. There's no question about that.
Talk a little bit about Romo. What you're saying from
him. You know, he's a very capable quarterback. You know, I mean, you know, obviously over the years he's gotten some stuff here and there, but you know, I've always thought he's a very good quarterback. Can make all the throws, very elusive in the pocket. You see him just get away from a ton of sacks and a ton of pressure, and on top of it, he's throwing to very good receivers. So I mean, if he can get the ball to those guys, they're huge playmakers, and he's a playmaker as well. So.